Principle is something that we cannot joke about. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing, University of Philosophy here in Campo, California, with the Absolute Philosopher. Principle is something that we cannot joke about. We have a tendency to joke about it, to wonder about it, to think, what is principle? And why is principle so important? Why is it so important for us to always be consistent and to stay on top of whatever it is that we believe? Why is it that we cannot allow one negative thought to enter our mind? Because if we do, it becomes our life. And if we have positive thoughts entering our mind, then they become our life. Now, that's the principle. Now, do you believe that? Well, of course you believe it. You know that. And still, we allow the negative thoughts to enter our life. It's like taking a medicine that's bad for us and will kill us. It's like doing things that are harmful to us and doing things that are evil to our body and to our mind and to our being. And we persist in doing it, and then we wonder why we have a mind filled with all these problems and a life filled with all these problems. Well, we have a life filled with all these problems because those are the things that we allow ourselves to have in our consciousness. It's up to us to live principle, to follow principle, and to live according to the absolute concept of who we are. And if we live according to the absolute concept of who we are, then we will have that experience in our life. It's so easy for us to feel sorry for ourselves. It's so easy for us to feel that, oh, things just aren't going right and things just aren't going well in our life, and that's a problem. And then we think about it, we build on it, and sure enough, the very thing that we don't want to experience in our life happens because we give it our attention, we give it our thought, we give it our attitude. I say, well, it's not easy to think positive thoughts when negative things are happening. That's right. When you are falling down a hill, you say to yourself, oh, I'm falling down the hill, I'm going to get hurt, I'm going to get problems. And another person falling down the hill says, I wonder where there's a branch I can grab onto. I wonder where there's a bush I can grab onto to stop my fall. Or let's just stop the fall right now just because I choose to stop it. And then you stop falling. And you say, well, come on now, you can't stop falling just because you say you want to stop falling. You sure can. And you stop falling because you say you want to stop falling. And you put the cause in motion that you're going to stop falling, and everything happens to bring about the fact that you stop falling. Now, is this what you want to experience? Well, of course it's what I want to experience, but that's not the facts of life. That's not gravity. That's not all the things that go on in our world. Yes, it is. Thoughts are things, and whatever thoughts we put into motion for ourselves, they bring about the result that we're dealing with. This is the principle we're dealing with. This is the absolute. And if we want to play the game of being humans and falling into the positive, negative, negative, positive, positive, negative, then go for it. And that's okay, because the world is filled with other humans who are on that same trip with you. But if you want to live according to your divine pattern, according to your reality, according to the absolute concept of who we are, if you want to live that, I know I do, then every thought that I think must be positive. Every thought I think must be a thought that is about what I want to experience or I do experience. And if for 1 minute I allow myself to think thoughts that are not taking me where I want to go, then that's where I go. If for 1 minute I allow thoughts to come into my mind to make me feel sad or remember the past, then that's where I am. I was talking with a young man this past day. We're having all sorts of nice talks. And he was saying, well, I can't do it, or I didn't do this, or this is the things that happened to me in the past. And I said, stop it. Every time you say anything about what happened in the past, you're reliving it. You're having that same experience again. Now, is that what you want? No, no. Well, then stop it. But I got to tell you, no, you don't got to tell me nothing. And you don't have to tell you nothing either. All you tell yourself is the truth about yourself. Are you a fine person? Yes. Are you a lovely person? Yes. Are you the kind of person that people enjoy being with? Yes. Are you intelligent? Well, mostly, yes. Well, get that a total yes, instant yes on everything, because that's what counts. And then you will start reacting to life according to the way you believe about yourself. Now, do you believe you're a wonderful person? Yes. Do you like yourself? Yes. Are you your own best friend? Yes. Well, then, you got it made. That's what the Absolute Philosophy teaches, and that's what the Absolute Philosopher lives. Are you an Absolute Philosopher? I think you are. That's why you're listening to here. That's why you're listening to these words. And that's why you're putting this cause in your life of living principle 100%. Have a good day. And know that I love you. I love you. I love you.